Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Forrest Roberts, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, in just a moment.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up, this Angus burger right here, I love it, so I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you, it's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. Now north of Claremore, you'll find the Shepherd's Cross, where you can enjoy activities that include shepherding tours, Bible garden tours, tractor-pulled hay rides, and you can shop for farm-fresh lamb and pecans in the Shepherd's Shop. Be sure and look for the Events Your Passport contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has put themselves in timeout. At least that's the terminology that Forrest Roberts, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, is using right now. It's a timeout for the NCBA as they suspend their efforts to overhaul the structure of their organization. They're doing so because of all of the furor over the separation of the Federation of State Beef Councils from the NCBA proper. Federation of State Beef Councils is the organization that is made up of state beef councils that is actually specified in the act and order of the dollar head beef checkoff. And there are groups that say that the organization, this federation, needs to be separated totally from NCBA. According to Forrest Roberts, they've had dialogue with USDA on this subject, who, of course, has raised some concerns. He believes at the end of the day, they'll come up with a solution that'll be satisfactory to USDA and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
In all of our discussions with USDA, we have received very positive encouragement that the steps that we've taken, the engagement that we've had, not only with USDA, but also with the six organizations that had communicated to USDA some of the concerns that they've had, the indications that we've received directly from USDA would suggest that we have made tremendous progress, that we've made a lot of progress in trying to find the common ground that everyone can understand, number one, clarify, number two, and then live with as we go forward in trying to find a final outcome within this whole governance restructuring. So we will continue to have dialogue with USDA to try to understand and have a lot more clarity.
And that clarity that Forrest Roberts alludes to really centers in on exactly what separation is when it comes to the Federation of State Beef Councils and NCBA.
I believe that there's a lot of different perspectives. There's a lot of different even rumors about what is independence and what is separation when you try to define those two particular words. And it can be everything from A to Z. So what we're trying to do is take that opportunity, Ron, for a timeout and truly make sure that we are really clarifying in our efforts with USDA to not only find a solution that does demonstrate the appropriate level of independence or separation, but one that is obviously first and foremost that is legally sound. And then number two, a structure in the solution, Ron, that will give us that ability to have that efficiency and effectiveness that we're searching for. We're trying to build upon what's been in place for 14 years to be more effective and more efficient, and we feel that we can find that common ground, but we feel we've done a lot thus far to really find the right level of independence and or separation, but we've got some more work to do.
So Forrest Roberts of NCBA telling us that they've put on hold, they've suspended their efforts to change their government structure. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.